In an extraordinary moment to watch, Prime Minister Liz Truss has apologized for Britain's recent and sudden economic chaos. Her proposed financial policies crashed the country's currency, torpedoed financial markets, led to the firing of her finance minister. Her popularity just plummeted after taking office just 6 weeks ago. And yesterday, her government announced a near full U-turn. Callum MacDonald is a reporter and host for Times Radio in the UK. He's been watching this unraveling, which, Callum, we understand, has been a result of Truss's wide-ranging proposal to cut taxes. Tell us more about the trouble she's in.
Yeah, I think to start with the popularity issue that you mentioned, because just today, in fact, in the last couple of hours, new opinion polling information has been released which suggests that more than half of Conservative Party members think that Liz Truss should resign. And a significant majority would support the, well, coronation, frankly, of a new Prime Minister by Conservative MPs. That came just hours after a separate poll revealed that only 10% of people in this country have a favourable opinion of the Prime Minister. 80% have an unfavourable view of her. I think that gives you some idea as to the trouble she's in. Combine that then with the political conversations which are ongoing among Conservative MPs as to what the way forward is. How tenable is her position? You mentioned the appointment of a new finance minister, a new Chancellor of the Exchequer is the title here. And he is now largely seen as the Prime Minister. He's the one calling the shots.
It's incredible.
So she is in office, but not in power.
I mean, to see her sitting in a chair doing an interview saying, I made a mistake. But tell us more about that, because this is so fast. Was it just the, you know, the slashing of taxes, the conservative move? Because, you know, we have tax experts here saying that tax cuts can increase inflation. But this all happened so fast. What else was in that budget?
Sure, it was fast. You're absolutely right. I think what really sparked the turmoil in which we now find ourselves is how quick it happened and the reaction to it. You highlighted it there. The markets crashed, the currency struggled. And more than that, this became politically very sensitive because the knock-on effects are felt by all of us personally. Interest rates go up, so your mortgage rate goes up. People who have got fixed rate mortgages, they will soon see those rates end and they will suddenly be crashing into an expensive new life. Combine that with rising energy bills, which in some part at least can be blamed on things like the war in Ukraine and other international pressures. But taking it all together, this basically was just bad, bad timing. That's the key thing here, is the timing of this was really unpalatable. And I just want to add in a political element to all of this, in that when Liz Truss announced her financial and economic plans just a few weeks ago, they did that, the government did that, without it being independently assessed before announcing it to the public. And so actually, on a basic level, they hadn't had somebody check their maths, and so they were found wanting.
Oh, well, look, of course, this is all being watched as I speak from the U.S., where it's well been spoken about that Republicans have said when they take office, they would also like to institute tax cuts. So we're watching it kind of with that eye as well. But you mentioned the new finance minister, that's Jeremy Hunt. He reversed almost that entire slate of cuts and economic proposals. But what do you see happening here? Because I understand that there's a saying going around now. It's really, you know, embarrassing. But whether a head of lettuce is going to last longer than the prime minister. What is your sense?
Yeah, that's right. It's so difficult to gauge. The feeling generally is it's a case of when, not if, she leaves her role. One of the problems here is there's not necessarily a mechanism for that to happen. I.e., it would involve the Conservative Party, first of all, to change their own internal rules for replacing their leader and therefore the Prime Minister at this stage. And then add to that the fact that as we speak, the Conservative Party are not uniting behind somebody that they would see as a suitable replacement. And so I think it's probably fair to say, when we analyse all of this, that she will be forced to leave office at some stage. It is difficult to forecast when that will be, because the process doesn't really exist for that to happen right now.
Well, you know, we've talked about how, you know, people in this country sometimes lose sight of the fact that this financial crisis, inflation, is global. And, you know, people are marching in the streets of France. You got a couple seconds, but what are people doing in Britain?
They are expressing their fury, I think it is the thing. I think there's a general feeling of, I am fed up. It has been a chaotic few weeks. It has been a chaotic few months. And frankly, people want a solution that they can feel reassured by.
And tax cuts was not it. Callum McDonald, a reporter and host for Times Radio, thanks so much.
Thank you.